More U.S. boots will be on the ground overseas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Amid stalled talks with Russia over fears it might invade Ukraine, Fox's Jared Halpern has more live from Washington.
1,000 U.S. troops based in Germany will deploy to Romania, the Pentagon says, with another 2,000 troops moving to Poland and Germany.
Collectively, this force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby stressing troops are not going to fight in Ukraine, but instead will send a strong signal about the U.S. commitment to NATO.
These are not permanent moves. They respond to current conditions. We will adjust our posture as those conditions evolve.
The deployments come as diplomatic talks continue with Russia and concerns about the country's military buildup near the Ukrainian border. Dave.
Jared, a funeral is underway in New York City.
Deja vu. Hundreds of NYPD officers are standing outside of St. Patrick's Cathedral as another family mourns the loss of a young officer shot and killed in the line of duty. Inside right now, Cardinal Timothy Dolan is presiding over the funeral services for Officer Wilbert Mora.
Fox's Brian Yannis. Mora was killed last month along with his partner Jason Rivera, whose funeral was last Friday. A third cop shot and killed the gunman. A student is hospitalized in Minnesota the day after being critically injured, shot on a sidewalk outside a school in Richfield. Another student was killed, two suspects later arrested. The school mask fight ratcheting up in Virginia today. Loudoun County schools are suspending students who aren't wearing masks, including Abby Platt's daughter. She just told Fox,
I want my children to be in class, to have in-person learning. They're playing politics with our children. We know that the masks don't work.
The county is defying Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's order giving parents the choice to opt kids out of school mask mandates. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 10 points and NASDAQ's up 13. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Millions of Americans will have to shovel and or deal with snow and sleet and ice.
Meaning accumulating ice on the roads and the power lines. So that's super dangerous. This is going to be with us today, Thursday and Friday.
Fox meteorologist Janice Steen, the winter storm watches and warning stretch from New Mexico all the way up to New England. And more of this is to come.
But do we really love the groundhog who predicts?
My shadow I have cast, than a long, lustrous 6 more weeks of winter.
The crowd gathering at Gobbler's Knob, something they could not do a year ago when the event took place virtually due to the pandemic.
That's Fox's CJ Papa. Now there's news out of Minnesota. The trial of three officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights in his 2020 death has been recessed until Monday. One of the officers tested positive for COVID. There's also news from TV. Whoopi Goldberg off the air. ABC pulled her from The View for 2 weeks after saying this on that show.
The Holocaust isn't about race. It's about man's inhumanity to man.
Goldberg has since apologized for those comments.
The CEO and national director of the Anti-Defamation League is encouraging the television host to use the suspension to educate herself on the genocide.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Is Dolly Parton a rock and roll Hall of Famer?
Working 9 to 5.
Country Star is one of this year's nominees, along with Carly Simon, Dionne Warwick, and Lionel Richie, and Pat Benatar. Is Eminem Hall of Fame worthy?
Won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up.
Beck, A Tribe Called Quest, and Duran Duran, also among the 17 nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So are Judas Priest and New York Dolls, Devo, Eurythmics, and Rage Against the Machine. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.